in the limelight.
The number of evictions sought by landlords is climbing back to pre-pandemic levels in cities across the U.S. as wage growth continues to lag behind inflation and millions of people struggle with the rising cost of basic necessities. Please stay with us for an article in this regard written by Mike Ludwig, journalist. This article is published under the heading Evictions are climbing to pre-pandemic levels in cities across the U.S. Here's the story. The number of evictions sought by landlords is climbing back to pre-pandemic levels in cities across the U.S. as wage growth continues to lag behind inflation and millions of people struggle with the rising cost of basic necessities. An estimated 35% of respondents to U.S. Census Bureau's latest household pulse survey said they are either very or somewhat likely to leave their home in the next 2 months due to an eviction. Only about 11% said they applied for and received rental assistance through federally funded programs, typically administered by states and cities, which are charged with distributing around $46.5 billion in aid to landlords and tenants. A larger pulse survey found that nearly 25% of renter households are slightly confident or not confident at all in their ability to pay the next month's rent. These federal figures are just estimates extrapolated from surveys, but if they are anywhere close to reality, a growing wave of evictions could displace millions of people as the cost of living spikes. Until recently, employment gains and support from temporary pandemic aid packages shielded the working class from the harms of inflation, according to Sean Fresmed, a senior policy fellow at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. However, corporations continue to raise prices on consumers, and Congress failed to extend safety net programs such as the expanded child tax credit that kept millions of people from going hungry last year. He said in a statement recently, but it is now clear that corporate greed is hitting the working class head on. According to the Census Bureau, just over one in three adults, about 34%, now report difficulty paying for the usual household expenses, the highest level we've seen since early 2021. Across the six states and 31 cities tracked by Princeton University's Eviction Lab, landlords filed for more than 10,247 evictions in the last week alone. In Texas cities, Houston, Dallas, and Fort Worth, landlords filed for 37,000 evictions in the first 3 months of the year, according to a Texas Tribune report based on the same data. In Dallas, eviction filings plummeted during the height of the pandemic to as few as six per week, but filings skyrocketed after local and federal eviction moratoriums were lifted months ago. More than 1,000 filings were recorded in Dallas during 1 week this month alone. Similar reports are surfacing in cities across the country as pandemic social aid dries up. And the housing crisis goes beyond eviction, thanks in part to a broken social safety net and low wages for workers across multiple top industries. Nearly one in three U.S. households can only afford to pay $600 in rent per month or less, resulting in many families grappling with crowded or dangerous housing conditions. The United States was facing a housing and eviction crisis long before the pandemic forced businesses to shut down and put millions of people out of work. Even before the pandemic, many were charged rent they could not afford, according to housing justice groups. Prior to 2020, more than 3.6 million evictions were filed each year in the U.S. Falling behind on rent can be a slippery slope toward losing a home, especially in red states with few legal protections for renters. When facing an eviction, only about 3% of tenants are represented by an attorney compared to about 81% of landlords, according to the National Coalition on the Civil Rights to Counsel. However, many evictions are never even challenged in court, according to John Polak, a staff attorney at the coalition. They just leave. If they try to fight alone, they will lose, and they know it, Polak said in an interview, adding, half of the people involved don't even go to court for something that can make them homeless, lose their children, lose their job. Even the filing of an eviction, regardless of the outcome in court, can remain on a tenant's record for years. The burdens of this crisis are extremely uneven. From 2012 to 2016, Black tenants on average were served eviction notices from landlords at nearly twice the rate of white renters, and low-income Black women were disproportionately targeted, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. Fortunately, Polak said, concerns about housing during the pandemic have amplified efforts in multiple cities to guarantee tenants the right to legal representation and set up eviction diversion programs that aim to resolve disputes between tenants and landlords with the goal of preventing an eviction hearing in court. Tenants' unions have also organized to collectively challenge landlords and fight evictions across the country. Washington State, Maryland, and Connecticut established right-to-counsel programs that provide legal counsel to tenants facing eviction based on income. And similar programs were recently established in New York City, San Francisco, Newark, Boulder, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Louisville, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Toledo, Seattle, Denver, and Cleveland, according to Polak. There are now 16 jurisprudences that have right to counsel. There were zero in 2017, Polak said. Other cities attempt to thwart an eviction crisis by passing new protections for renters, but Polak said these efforts suffer from enforcement problems. Often tenants have to file an affidavit of some kind. They don't know how to do it, and landlords can challenge it, Polak said, adding, in the cities that don't have a right to counsel, some of the eviction diversion programs and other efforts have helped, but sometimes they are hampered by the fact that there are no lawyers there to make sure that laws are actually followed. Even in cities where tenants have a right to counsel, the infrastructure behind many of the new programs is still being built. Polak said there are shortages of defense attorneys for tenants across the U.S. A federal moratorium on evictions was thrown out by the Supreme Court last August, and most local moratoriums have expired. Local courts are filing with tenants facing eviction, with in-person hearings replacing the onerous Zoom calls that previously slowed court proceedings and locked out defendants without internet access during pandemic lockdowns. Still, advocates know a right to counsel can keep many people in their homes. In New York City, 84% of tenants with legal representation stay in their homes. In Cleveland, 93% of represented tenants avoid an eviction or involuntary move, according to Polak. Many tenants are unable to appear in court due to work, family, and other obligations during daytime. In cities without a right to counsel, these tenants are often forced out of their homes without a chance to assert their rights. Legal representation from Right to Cancel programs instantly fixes that problem, with attorneys appearing in court and filing paperwork on behalf of tenants. Pollock said advocates are encouraging more law students to become tenants' attorneys in hopes of building a pipeline from graduate law schools to state and local programs that guarantee legal defense for tenants. Pollock said, "We view this as a cutting-edge civil rights fight, which it is. We view this as part of the fight for the right to housing."